30 questions. Let's rock and roll. I can't believe we've been sitting here this whole time and none of us have wished each other a Thanksgiving.
God damn!
Happy Thanksgiving, brothers!
It's Canadian Thanksgiving. It's fucking sick. Why are we not getting fucking turkey and getting fucking stuff?
You know what? I'm having my turkey dinner tomorrow.
Hey, look at you, man. Look at you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, my guys. With that comes the first question. Yeah. Of course, I gotta ask this since it is Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. What are you guys most thankful for?
I think my family and my friends. That's definitely what I am thankful for. Mm-hmm. I think, it's all like this.
Same for you?
I think this is all.
I don't know. I feel like, same thing. I'm thankful for, like, what life has put me down to, which it means, like, I'm thankful for the family I was born with. I'm thankful for the issues that have been throughout my life that got me to where I'm at and have made me meet the people that I've met throughout this whole journey, you know?
Dude,
I'm fucking thankful for that, dude. Like, I know you're the interviewer here, whatever you want to call it, but what are you thankful for, dude?
I didn't really answer any of my own questions,
What
am I most thankful for? I suppose the generic answer is friends and family, you know? I wouldn't swap my friends and family for anyone. Yeah. But I mean, like, just because, you know, when you think about so many poor people in the world and we have the opportunity to travel, educate, because a lot of people don't even have a ticket out of their country, you know what I mean? So it's good that I'm from Ireland and Ireland's a fucking great country, you know what I mean? Yeah, and Mexico, we were just shitting on Mexico. But I mean, like, the two of you have a ticket out of there. Like, not everyone has a ticket out, so I mean, but we're born, you only get one life. And man, we're born into some good circumstances, you know what I mean?
Yep. That's true.
So yeah, that's me.
That's true. I think it is. Yeah, you're saying. Yeah, I think you're throwing out there some more deep thoughts, and that's great because it is true. Like I just said, friends and family, because I think that if you take that away, traveling like to anywhere. If you're solo, that's good, you know? Like, there's I think we all have that part, that adventurous part of going and discovering the new, you know? Like, we all want to discover the world by ourselves.
Absolutely. And,
but I just think it's nice to go back.
I think people that don't travel always wonder, what's that place like?
That's true. Like,
you know, if you're born into you're a good family, you have opportunities to educate yourself and get a good job, you can just pick a place on the map and say, I'm going to go check this place out.
Oh, for me, I love that you said that, dude, because for me, it's like the other way around. I was traveling with the most ignorant people out there, bro. I learned how to travel with skaters, dude. I was sleeping in fucking couches. I was just doing a bunch of shit, because, like, we go back to it. My grandfather would not give me money to, like, just go and live out a fucking rock star life.
Forces you to grow up quicker, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And he always would have loved for me to just, like, stick to school and do this and that. But for me, it was like, oh, I had the tool of skateboarding. Yeah. And it was like, oh, I meet people on the north side of Mexico. So what I do, I make my way to get a couple, like, bucks, and then just go out and sleep in their couches, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's sort of like, I don't know, that was pretty sick for me. I met a lot of people like that, and that's why I'm so grateful for friends, dude. Like, I've known people throughout skateboarding from all around the world that have always told me, like, yo, if you ever want to crash in my crib.
Mm-hmm. So probably skateboarding is not that ignorant, right? Like,
it is pretty ignorant.
It is. But it's not, right?
Well, it's opened the door for a lot of opportunities for you.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Love it. Thankful for skateboarding. There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving, brothers.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I'm thankful for my guitar, for skateboarding, for podcasts.
I'm thankful for just sitting in the same room as you two in this moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers.
That's nice.
All right, question number two. What's your McDonald's order?
That's an easy one.
I'm so bad at ordering at McDonald's, bro. I think there would be people surprised how you can fuck up an order, bro. And that's me, right? I just go there and order something at the screen, and she's like, okay, it's gonna be like $8. And I'm like, wow, that's really cheap. Like, do you have a bigger burger than that? And she's like, and then she shows me the menu for the big burgers, right? She's like, if you want a big order, like, so yeah, like, I would say, let me see if I, like, quarter pound. She thawed me, like, she was like, quarter pound, you want a quarter. And that's, yeah, that's what I'm ordering.
Oh, man, for me, it's just mostly simpler than that, bro. I just go to fucking, if I go to McDonald's, let's say the fries are the best fries ever are made in McDonald's. I put that on my mama.
Popular opinion.
Yeah, they're just good. Like, once they're cold, they're whack. But once they're like right out of the fucking frying pan, that's good. So give me some of those fucking fries. That's for sure. And I don't touch these burgers, dude.
No,
I do go for like the Big Mac if I want to get a burger or not. But bro, give me the biggest amount of nuggets you can. Like, nuggets, oh my god, that's me, dude.
Chicky nuggets.
Yeah, I fuck with those, dude. And just please have me some ranch, or I'm being mad, bro. Like,
they call me DJ Chicken Nugget.
For me, and it's funny because like you go to different.
They don't. I mean.
And it's funny because like, you go to different McDonald's and they got different amounts of nuggets they can give you. You know, there's some McDonald's where they have like the big 50 pack of nuggets.
Chicken nugget is shaped in the same map of Ireland.
Yeah.
I always heard it was like the shape of the United States, dude.
Fuck United States. Take a look at Ireland. All the chicken nugget up to it. Not all of them, because you can get some kind of cylinder type chicken nuggets, but you can get the other ones that kind of are thicker at the bottom and skinnier and up top.
Yeah, they have a little.
Go to the right.
That's
it.
That's it. Yeah,
representing the Republic.
Represent.
So, question number three. Do you believe in karma?
Oh, yeah, I do. This is a really deep question.
It's
man.
A deep
this
question.
Really
There's
deep
a couple of
question.
Funny ones, couple of deep ones. Couple
I like it. I love it. Man. I love it. No, I like the.
I just want to get different people's perspectives. You know?
I like when you go.
Go deep.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We can go deep.
Yeah, we can go deep.
I have a funny side, but I'm kind of very dark side.
This is a good question because karma, I believe that is happening all the time. Mm. I just think it's karma doesn't work. You know how a lot of people have this idea that karma is like instant karma or some delayed karma that you do something wrong. Where you do something bad, and then you get your what you deserve, right?
You put good in the world, and you get good back in return. Or
I don't know. Like, for me, it's weird. I know you know Gangstar, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever listened to that song, fucking, what's it called? Oh, my God, I gotta think of it.
I only know a handful of Gangstar songs.
Oh, my God, what's the name of the song? Well, the thing is that he says in this song... No, it's like an old Gangstar song.
Because they
like,
put out a new one recently.
But yeah, they did with J. Cole. That's pretty sick. Like, Gangstar stays undefeated to me.
That's what I thought you were talking
about. Yeah, but no, he has like some of his old albums that he worked with, like Preem, that producer, badass producer. And
DJ Premier.
Yeah. And no, it's called The Moment of Truth.
Okay,
that's a badass song. If you haven't listened to it,
I'm pretty sure
I
have it somewhere
in
my phone.
Yeah, it's a really big classic. It's one of the big gangster classics. And this guy says that good things happen, like bad things happen to good people. And I do believe that. I believe
true,
that we live in a world where like where people take advantage of goodness, and it just like it just kind of overcame the yin and yang. You know, where it's more like. The people are really trying to take advantage of people that's doing good. And I feel like that's what takes us to this day and age, that everything's going to shit. Because people are just taking advantage of what they can, instead of leaving something good of what they can leave to this world, you know? That's my thought.
I think that's interesting. And I think, I just think it's karma as something really complicated. Like, I think in the world, when you do good things, a lot of people start doing good things just because you did good things.
It's just the energy you put out, you get back in return.
It's like an input.
Yeah, yeah.
You're somehow connecting energy, right, to others. And if you give them a little bit of good energy, they'll somehow think, when you receive something positive from someone... Just like as a compliment, for example, right?
Yeah.
If someone tells you, like, oh, you know what, I think you look really good today. you're wearing your style out. You know, you're doing like you look.
Yeah.
Look G. So, you feel good, and that motivates you to probably tell somebody else they look good. So I just think karma works this way. It's not like if you do something bad, is something bad is going to happen. No. It's just like the energy that you give to everyone else is going to go back to you. Because that's how the world is working. If you give bad energy to everyone else, then you're going to make mad the people around you. And they're going to make mad the people around them. And then one day it's going to go and hit you in the face. Like, boom, you know? But
It's two pretty interesting perspectives.
Yeah, it's...
Me, I don't even know if I believe or not. it's just karma, something I think about, but I don't know. That's why I just
compare it to the butterfly effect. Have you ever seen that movie, The Butterfly Effect?
No. Travis Scott. he has a song called
The Butterfly Effect. Yeah, he has it, and I love that song. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott. It's a good Scott. Song. No, it's with Ashton Kutcher, that guy... he's a protagonist in this movie, The Butterfly Effect. Ashton Kutcher, he did...
I know. You know, he's a billionaire now.
He's a really successful person.
He owns a tech company. He's successful. A dragon on Dragon's Den.
He played Bill...
Or could be Shark Tank.
He played Steve Jobs. He played that movie, Steve Jobs.
Really?
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher made Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Yeah, but he also did this Butterfly Effect. Right, when it's a physical theory that it says that even the wind that the butterfly kind of like when
they flap their wings,
even the flap of a butterfly's wings have an input on how the future evolves. Right,
that's interesting, man. I always think about scenarios where, like, you know. There's a movie I saw. Sorry, don't stay too long on this. God, it's a good topic, isn't it?
Yeah,
that one question just opens the door like for a whole new conversation.
That's amazing.
But I mean, this movie, it's called Closing Doors or Sliding Doors or something like that. And basically, at the start of the movie, there's a woman running for a train, and they split the screen down the middle of the movie. And on the left side of the screen, she makes the train. She gets on the train. And then the right side of the movie, she misses the train. And then it plays out what happens in her life just from missing the train, basically.
Like,
and
it's a whole
she misses the sliding doors and, like, they fucking... Like, it's such a good movie.
Have you ever watched Black Mirror?
Changes your perspective. Black Mirror, that's
they
a
have that
show,
one
yeah.
movie. They have that one movie, I forget what it's called, Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch,
That's basically what happens. Like, the lady, it was like... It was the life between the lady missing the train to go see that one family to the one that where they didn't see, they didn't, like, they missed the train and they stayed home and the kid, like, you know, it's funny. I do believe that that's a thing. But I think that's more...
The butterfly effect. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
You've never watched that? I watched it myself and it's a pretty good, like, theory on, like, how life happens, but...
Well, it's just going back to physics, right? Mm-hmm. Music is understood as waves.
Yeah.
Physics understands the world as waves, right? At a subatomical level, everything just becomes a wave in the theory of physics, right? But the funny thing here is that, for example, the butterfly effect, there's another movie. I don't know if you know this guy. He's 30 Seconds to Mars. The 30 Seconds to Mars is a music band.
Oh, is it?
Jared Leto.
You've heard of Jared Leto.
I think Lee might listen to them.
Jared Leto is like the main.
Jared Leto. Yeah. So they're an American band. They're pretty famous. And
my bad. I thought it was a movie.
Jared Leto, he's an actor too in this movie that is called I forget the name. Nemo Nobody. That's the name. Nemo Nobody. So this is going back to the butterfly effect. It's a movie about what you just told me about this kid. Actually, the movie divides into sections where he takes a train.
Yeah.
And he goes and lives with his father. And the other half of the movie is that he doesn't accomplish that moment. And he chases the train, but he misses somehow. Like, he slips or something, and he doesn't make it. Like, so he lives with his mother. Mm-hmm. So it tells you about, you know, like, it... it's about this theory of the butterfly effect. Like, one moment of your life changes the total outcome.
It's pretty insane to think about.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, right?
So, boys, question number 3. This is dark and deep. What happens when you die?
Okay, shit, dude, I don't know.
How long
dude.
You got?
How long I got, bro? I got fucking 3 years, bro, until I'm 27, bro. 27 plus, here I come. You're
making me feel like an old man.
What happens when you die?
Well, do you think that's fuck. Just it? Like,
I want to think that's it. That's what I honestly like. I don't think.
I don't. Yeah, fuck that.
I don't know. I honestly.
But I think you live forever, bro. Like,
yeah. Like,
I don't know.
Back
as a cat, like
yeah,
this one here.
Yeah, we got a cat right here. We got a cat in the studio. Say something, bro.
Say something. Give
us some. Dude, like, I honestly, like, I wish I can just tell you guys, like, yeah, like there's another life, like, after death and all this shit. But me as a persona, like, I feel like this is it, and that's why, like, I feel, like, so rushed in my, whatever, like, people call it younger years. I feel like I'm aging, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm caught up in my head of, like, dude, I really want to do what I like because I'm writing my own book. Because
you only
know?
Get one shot.
Yeah, because really? I only get one book to write all I got to write my own story, you know? So it makes me feel like it started making me feel rushed on like wanting to do what I want in my younger years, because I was like, dude, once I can't, like, I'm gonna get old, and probably, like, if I'm skating, I'm not gonna be able to skate as good as I am as in my younger years.
Of course.
And if I'm making music, it's probably like people is not is gonna be like, oh, who's this old ass fool trying to like rap some bars? You know, like, it's not gonna make sense.
Do it when
you're
young.
So exactly, I'm trying to do it while I'm young. Because I do believe that we just get one big notebook to write whatever we want, but it's just one, you know?
And when that's it,
And I have the hope that I'm like, oh, like, maybe when I die, I'm like, I turn into a cat. You know, like, maybe I turn into a cat. Into a dog. But I like to believe I won't. So I like to believe that this is it, you know? I like to believe that this is, like,
do the best
where everything,
you can
exactly.
With
where
the time you have.
Exactly.
Well, I think... It's really complicated,
buddy.
Sorry, that's what you were saying.
No. I was saying that it's kind of like really hard to imagine. But once like you are out, I believe like you definitely have to come back a part of maybe like another conscious that is not you.
Your energy has got to be transported. Like,
I believe this. What he said is true somehow, because there's not gonna be two of you. That's definitely not happening in time ever.
No.
You know, that's going to be like very, 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 very odd. Like we are called individuals because of something really serious. Because even though you look exactly like your great-grandfather or whatever, he will never have the same perspective in time or in space as you, right? So we're really, like, unique. There's only going to be one Shane in this world.
That's
but
enough.
In the whole history, there's nobody that's going to be you.
Yeah.
Right?
It's trippy.
It's only one Shane.
Yeah.
Like, there's only no escapable. Like, there's only one person that's gonna be like you, and that's you, right?
I hope we can all go to the meet up in the Tug Mansion, you know? In fucking 80 years from now, I'll see you, Axe, and I'll be like, hey! What up?
That'll
we'll
be
have a beer together.
Dude, I'll be down. I'll be fucking honest.
Okay, dudes, next question. What's the longest you've gone without sleep and why?
I've I've done it before, dude. I'm not gonna lie. Like, when I was in Texas, dude. Oh my god, that's a funny ass story, dude.
You're in H-Town,
like,
weren't you?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking Houston, baby. Back in the fucking day, dude. Like, I remember we used to have literally, like, hey, listen. Never sleep, never rest, dude.
Is that DJ Screw?
No, that's you.
This is you.
Yeah.
I thought that I'm mixing your stuff up with DJ Screw.
Thank you, bro. I wish. Yeah, I wish.
But now, your music is Houston inspired, isn't it?
It is Houston. I want to say it is Houston inspired. I feel like I just wanted to, like, I don't know. This is way off the question that you just made.
Oh, good, man. But, still interesting.
But yeah, it is kind of like inspired and all that stuff, kind of like slow tempo. I feel like that's where I started catching my vibe, where it was more like I understood I was more of a smoking dupes, drinking lean, as bad as it's, like, I don't condone it to anyone. My kidneys are fucked from that, dude. I don't condone it. But that was more of like my vibe, dude, you know? And
have you drank a lot of lean?
I drank a lot of lean, dude. Like, damn. To this day, I regret it so much because it's like my kidneys are fucked, dude. Like,
yeah, man, you gotta be careful of like seizures and stuff.
Yeah, all that shit. Like, dude, I'm glad to this day. Like, I feel like I had quite a problem with lean. I'm not gonna lie, and it's fucked because it got to a point where even my dad found out about it. You know, like, it was kind of bad because I was hiding fucking pints of fucking lean in my like drawers, so because I didn't know where to throw them away, you know, and I was stupid enough to just come home fucked up. Yeah. I mean, I was just stupid enough to just like hide it in my closet, and I remember my dad went through it. Like, he was not stupid. Like, he knew I was probably onto some shit, and he went through it, and he was just like, yeah, like, you sipping lean, bro. Like, yeah, I ain't stupid.
Fucking
like,
Fanta purple.
But yeah, just dude, soda, like, pop. But yeah, it was fucked up, dude. Like, I just feel like that's where I get all my, like, my vibes and tempos from, like, slower shit. Just cause
so
I
much learned, music is inspired by lean. Nowadays.
It's funny. Yeah, it is pretty funny. But then again, people are making out here, like, they're making music like fucking sped up ass tempos, and I'm just like, how? Like, that's not true. When I don't know if you've ever done lean yourself, but
never.
Dude, like, you're not going fast at all. You're the slowest person
slow
in the
motion,
fucking earth.
I love you. Actually got me into DJ Screw's music, man. That's when we worked together. I worked a little bit, like,
I fuck with Screw, man. I fuck with Screw deep, dude. This is so off topic.
Holy shit. Axel, what's the longest you've went without
sleep? Shit. No, like, let me tell you, just before we helped this guy, like, the longest I've been without sleep, it was some fucking Houston, bro, like, with my cousins. I like, when we were kids, not even, like, as an adult. Like, I remember we used to play a lot of video games, so we'll go, at least I went, like 3 days no sleep. No, like, I want to say, like, 2 days and then just had, like, quick nap. Other than that, bro, like, it gets deeper than this. Like, other than those, like, times when my cousin just, like, out of playing video games. I said, rest in peace to the legend. My father, Ted, he was taken from my life when I was 22. And, it was pretty tough because, you know what, like, it got me in a point where I was like, I was not sleeping for days. And I remember when we got to his funeral, it was like after like 4 or 5 days that I was dealing with shit that went like that took us to his death, you know? And I remember I had a friend, we were at a funeral service, and I had a friend, I think it was actually like at least like 4 days without sleep, dude. I just could not sleep, dude. I just could, like, even if I wanted to, I was just like surrounded by so many people that were just either coming to me to grieve or people that were asking me if I was okay, and I was just like in my fucking head, you know. Yeah. And I was just kind of like fucking, I felt like it was all a fucking dream. And it just, like, I remember, like, there I have this one friend. His name's Carlos. This was back in Mexico. Like, he kind of stuck with me throughout this whole thing. It's funny because he was more like my brother's friend. But when this whole shit happened, like, he was sticking through it, but he was, like holding it down with me, bro. And I remember he told me, he came up to me, it was, like, 7 in the morning, and there's this one thing, there's this one Mexican dish, I really, one day I'm gonna take you to, like, a Mexican restaurant that I found here in Vancouver, they make it, like, really good, it's called Menudo.
But this
Menudo, hell yeah, dude. And this shit's like kind of like a known for being like a hungover kind of meal, you know, like one type of shit that will put you like out. Like once you eat it, so it's so greasy, it's so heavy that you eat it, and it just kind of like it just makes you want to just sleep.
Nice.
And I remember this homie like comes up to me and he's like, dude, you look like shit, bro. Like like you gotta settle it down, bro.
You gotta get to a Menudo.
Dude, yeah, I was drinking fucking tequila like there was no tomorrow. And I tell you to this day, dude, I don't know how, but that shit built superpowers in me, dude. Like I was drinking bottles after bottles and I was not drunk, dude. Yeah, yeah. Like I was just looking for the next bottle, you know? And this homie, like he was like sticking through, he was coming around every now and then to see how I was doing, and he comes to me and he's like, dude, I know what you need, bro. He's like, this Menudo is something that in Mexico, like, you get it served first thing in the morning, once it's 10 a.m., there's no more, like, they ran out, because, you know, it's like, fresh out of the fucking cow, it's actually like cow belly, some shit like that, as weird as it sounds, yeah, and once it's like, they serve it fresh, so they serve it in the morning. Once it's done, they don't freeze it to serve it the next day or anything like that. So they're usually done with what they got at around 10 a.m. So we go to this place, like I was up, and we go to this place around like 6 in the morning. After me, 4 days of no sleeping, I felt like I could have kept it going, dude.
Give me some Menudo.
And we eat Menudo, bro, and I go in a food coma, bro. Like, right after I have Menudo, I slept like a baby, dude. Nice. I remember that was so good. I slept like, that was so fucking sick. But yeah, I think that was probably like the longest I've been without no sleep. And it wasn't good, you know, but...
Oh, it's not good for you, man.
Yeah, hell no, bro.
Especially, like, you know, if you were to pursue a career as a pilot,
yeah,
your sleeping pattern would be so fucked up, man. Yeah. What about you, Axel? You want to add anything?
No, I think that was the longest period of time where I stopped sleeping, definitely. it was, like, yeah, for, like, 2 or 3 days straight that I think it happened, I just feel it really quick, but at the time I felt it so slowly happening.
Yeah,
it was a couple of days that I couldn't sleep, and man, like that, I think that's even worse than getting drunk or anything else.
It definitely is, man. You start getting lightheaded and you're just like.
Yeah, I think there's a point where your body
definitely affects
just,
her mood and shit.
Yeah. And it's just like there's a point where your body just shuts off.
Tell me, have you ever bumped into a random celebrity?
To a random celebrity? Yeah, I have. There's a Mexican comedian that I met at the airport. And it was really, really funny because he's really famous where I come from. And he was actually kind of like surprised that I was wearing that uniform at the airport. And I was asking like him for a
photo.
Yeah, for a photo. He was really happy about it. He was like, "Oh yeah, like
this." He loved it. Yeah.
And he was really nice. He's a comedian actually.
A lot of people meet celebrities, and I know people that have like bumped into like famous soccer players, but they're too like they don't want to walk over and ask them for a picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I understand.
A little bit nervous to do that.
He was really nice about this. Like I. Yeah, and he's really, really famous. Like, where I come from, he's a really known person.
Yeah.
And he was really simple, very nice personality.
What about you, Josh?
Shit. I have a lot of skateboarders that I've looked up, since I was a kid. And it's funny because it's like, I don't know, like, this is where I come from. It's like such a small place and developing so much into skateboarding. It's just like sick that I got to meet people that I was like looking up to, and then they're just like handshaking. I was like, I think that's sick. Like, it's that's probably the moment. Cause I don't know. Like, a lot of people think about like TV fucking like famous fucking TV artists or whatever. But for me, like, really, my entertainment when I grew up was just like fucking skateboarding. You know. For me, just even coming up here to Vancouver and just meeting like Spencer Hamilton. That's one of like the biggest names out here, and I just handshake him every time I see him. Now I was like, oh. That was a sick ass moment for me. I remember back in Mexico, I went to this contest called it's like a big Vans contest that goes around the world, and it's called Vans Stripes Side Stripe Contest, because you know that's the stripe they have on the Vans. That's what they name it after. And the guy, the fucking Van Doren guy, I believe that's his last name. He's the guy that made Vans.
Nice. Dude,
he's a fucking dude. He's the simplest guy you fucking ever met in your life. Dude. Like, you go to this contest and he's out, they give out food, right? They're making hot dogs all the time to give out to the people. Mm-hmm. And this guy's fucking making hot dogs for the fucking crowd, dude. While he's wearing fucking shorts and a Hawaiian shirt, holding fucking billions in his bank account, dude. He's got the one of the biggest like brands out in the world standing next to Nike, to Adidas. You name Vance, and it's like
good
like,
to see he's not afraid to roll up his sleeves. And,
exactly, like, dude. Exactly. And I just always thought it was pretty sick. Like, fucking Van Doren, dude. He's got my heart out there. Of course, he probably doesn't know who the fuck I am. But I've met him twice in my life, and I always thought, like, yo, that's sick that this guy is a simple-ass motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And he's got so many things behind him, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's cool. Yeah.
And next question, and we're all pot shop veterans here.
Yeah.
Indica or sativa?
Yo, you got
that's
me on that one, bro.
That's a straight up question. We're all going to agree it's indica.
I go hybrid.
Really?
I go hybrid.
I like indica.
Yeah.
Hybrid?
Well, you got a nice mix of indica and sativa, don't you?
Yeah, that's pretty funny, because, like...
Would you go hybrid indica dominant or hybrid
indica
sativa dominant?
Indica dominant, yeah. Even though I do like my sativa dominant sometimes, it's because I don't like being that lazy. Yeah. But then again, when you smoke that sativa dominant, you feel like that shit don't do shit to you. You know? Like,
sometimes.
I just think, like, for example, sativa for me, I think, like, I'm already going kind of fast in my mind. I get, like,
to
a point
of slow down
anxiety.
To the max,
I get anxious, right?
Yeah,
and if
of
I
course.
Smoke sativa, I get paranoid.
Because your mind
races, my mind is like, oh, shit. You know, it gets paranoid. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to, like, express myself because I'm, like, really fast, going really fast. So I think that's why I rather indica, because it slows me
down. It's kind of interesting, like, from all the customers that we had, you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
Some people are straight sativa, some people are straight indica, and, like, they won't, if you're all out of sativa, like, they won't, they'll go without weed.
Okay,
there's
an extra question for you. Did you ever, when you were working as a bartender, did you ever give sativa as an indica or indica as sativa?
I've done it.
I did it a lot of times.
A picky customer, and you just want to get them the fuck out of there. You're like, yeah, just take this stuff. It'll put me to sleep. Have a good night. Bye bye. And it could be like something that's gonna absolutely keep them away. But whatever. Then you get complaints sometimes, though. Like,
you
they come
do,
back
you
and be
do.
Like, that guy told
you
me
do.
That this weed would.
That
I'm like, yo, it's kind of
right
subjective to the person, so go fuck yourself.
That's true, that did happen a lot.
Alright, what's your strongest sense that you have?
Why? Not sight is definitely not my
sight.
Shit, I don't know, dude.
That's unlucky, dude.
Damn.
I think to me it's a touch. I have a lot of sense in touching stuff.
Oh, I bet you do.
I love touching knives.
I like
a kinesthetic more, like, I think, like, kinesthetics are, to me, the most, like, powerful sense that I have.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like you said, like I'm probably like more of a visual learner, even though I'm blind as fuck. But then again, like if we really want to go to that, I want to say that my ears are really good, because then again, this, like we've talked all along, like this guy knows about music, and I started making music without knowing how to make music. You know?
Yeah, I thought you would have both said ears, to be honest, because of your musical background. You know what I mean?
That's pretty funny, but I feel like I developed it like unconsciously, because I can show you tracks nowadays that I made before I studied the anatomy of music, and they were on the right way, like on the right side, even though now I look at them and I'm like, oh, this is out of tune, this, I gotta fix this real quick. But it was not, like, all around the place, you know? Like, it was kind of like...
The more you do it, you tune your ear more to the music, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that's... I don't know if that was, like, my biggest sense, but I feel like I developed it really good. Mm-hmm. And I fuck with it, yeah.
What was your guys' favorite subject in school?
Yeah, easy one.
I think for me it was physics.
Chemistry
and physics, definitely. Yeah.
Nice. All right, the smart guy.
If we're talking about fucking like all around fucking school, I was really good at arts all the time. Yeah, it always like it always was something outstanding that I just always liked.
Somebody could drawing get creative.
Just get creative with something, and it was nice. Yeah, like I remember back in Houston when I was in fucking high school, I did a lot of drawings. I didn't even know I knew how to draw. But I was just getting injured so much, like spraining my ankles, that I was just looking for something to do. And I was drawing, right? And I even got this, like, this guy remembers there was this drawing I did of space back in the day that was probably, like, my biggest kind of, like, I don't know, one of my favorite things I've ever drawn. And that shit made it to, like, a fucking magazine in Houston, dude. Like,
really?
I was like, And I thought that was pretty sick, because it was, like, it was, of course, throughout school, because the teacher chose it for it to go to, like, a magazine thing that he was kind of, like, doing. And I just thought it was pretty sick. I really wish I could get a hold of that drawing, because I feel like right now, if I looked at it, I'll probably think, like, oh, it's not that good. But I remember, like, that was probably one of the drawings that put in my head, like, oh, I can get creative.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the first thing you both do in the morning? And the last thing you do before you go to bed, I suppose.
Whack what one before I go out, or whack one before I go to sleep.
I hope your mom never listens to this. By whack one, he means out in the backyard practicing his baseball swing, whacking those 40 yarders.
Nah, I don't know. The first thing I do in the morning, honestly, I feel like I always switch it around, but I'm a big breakfast person, dude. Like, if I don't have a good breakfast, I might not have a good day. I like waking up, chopping shit up in the kitchen, putting shit to, like, cook, and just having, that's my biggest meal of the day, breakfast. So that's usually how it goes around.
Tease you up for the rest of the day.
Like, then if I don't have, like, a good lunch or a good dinner, then kind of breakfast made up for it, you know? Like, I got stuffed in breakfast, so I'm good. That sounds good.
Sets the tone for the rest of the day. Yeah, what about you, Axe? What's the first thing you do? Probably checks his phone, looks at porn.
Definitely the first thing that I do in the morning. Wow, that's kind of difficult. I don't know. I just wake up and...
Hustle.
Yeah, just... I don't know. Like, first thing that I wake up, I really feel like I wake up with a lot of energy. I just try to get shit done, like, as soon as I wake up, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is, like, at 3 p.m.
It could be.
It's getting good.
No, like, I try to wake up earlier than that, definitely. But, yeah, like, I definitely get, like, rid of stuff that I have to do. I don't know. I think I'm you know, like, there's, I'm so lazy. I'm so lazy. I don't want to do nothing like the whole day. So I just wake up, do some little shit that I have to do, and just go back to doing nothing. just
go back to being. Like, but at the end of the day, that's the best feeling too. You know, like. Like, when you wake up really early in the morning, you just get your shit done, and you're like, all right, I could probably spend
You can kind of lie to yourself. Up and not have to worry about getting shit done.
I even kind of lie to myself because I have more shit to do, but I just do a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, that's enough for today. Probably, like, there's stuff that it's being done in 15 minutes, but I just push it around. Yeah, that's what I feel like I do. Sorry.
All right. Let's kick it up a notch. Where do you both see yourselves in 5 years' time?
5 years. I definitely see myself working, like, I actually see myself having an actual
flying planes?
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe. I do. I definitely do.
Yeah.
Have my hopes on flying a plane. Like, yeah. Even, yeah. That would be the best case scenario.
Yeah, imagine 25 years' time from now, I'm boarding a plane somewhere in the States or
dude,
something.
Dude, I wish.
Just here, hi, I'm your Captain Axel. Please, please.
I wish in 5 years, if you have your own plane, I would definitely fly you anywhere you fucking want to go.
Smidro Airways.
Definitely.
Oh, man. That's my hopes. I don't know. That's one question for me. Like, I'm a big dreamer out here, man. I'm hoping things go out for the best. I'm really passionate about what I do and what I don't do as well. But yeah. I feel like what I'm doing right now, which is music, I just hope I can have that feeling of just like bringing life to people. Even the world might go to shit, you know, and I never might be able to bring out a gig to the world, you know.
As a musician, you want to play live gigs.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that just can't happen this year.
Exactly.
But a lot of fucking artists are like going broke.
But not really. Like, I feel like this doesn't like hold down the music industry. Because then again, if you think about it, if you're bored at home, what else will you want to do but like live for new music, right?
True.
So that's a big outlet
they
right now
for artists.
They get
flat from their labels, don't they? Like, their labels collect all the revenue from the streams. They make the majority of their money from live touring is where
they're not making their own, that's why.
Yeah.
That's what comes in hand with a lot of these people that are not, like, they're relying on people that will, like, middleman them to get this, to get that. And then again, we're out here, like, I'm out here trying to make my own stuff, like, producing, engineering, and writing my own shit, so I don't have to pay anyone else, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So if anything...
But that's super impressive in its own, you know? You're making your own beats, you're writing the lyrics, you're actually knocking out the vocals.
I appreciate it.
And I swear to God, man, you're on a good path, you know?
I appreciate it.
Like, the few songs that you played for me, like, you could slip them into any mainstream hip-hop album in the modern time.
Like, if anything... It's said and done, dude. In 5 years, I hope we can listen to this podcast
and
look back at it and be like, whoa, like, you know, that's the dream for me. Like, I hope in 5 years we can look back at it and we can both be like grown in our own area and just be like, yo, bro, like the dream that we were talking about was like happening, you know, just fucking.
That'd be pretty crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if I ever make it, if you ever make it, like, if you ever make it, I'm coming with you. you're not gonna bro down on me, you know? Like, I'm gonna be that fool. I don't know. That's like, kind of.
Hey, Josh, can I get a G there? Can I get a G there?
No, hell no.
You don't
like,
pay for my weekend.
I mean, like.
Spring break in Mexico. Poppy.
Like, if anyone of the. We know makes it. I'm pretty sure we're coming, you know. Like,
yeah,
that's
100%.
Part of it.
5 years, so fuck, you're gonna be 29. You're gonna be what?
I'm gonna be 30.
Damn, I'm gonna be like 32. Uh-huh. So we'd still
that's
be
pretty
young,
fair.
Man,
that's
you know? Yeah, yeah. Time will tell. Who knows?
Exactly.
Okay, next question. If you could collab with any rapper or producer, Axel, I know you're kind of more into like the electronic genre of music, but if you could collaborate with any one person to maybe catapult you to that level that we're talking about, who would it be?
I got an easy one, honestly. Like I think I know who my heroes and my and who not my heroes are.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about producing, Brad, like lately and throughout my years, I've been a big fan of Clamps Casino and The Alchemist. Yeah. That's like two of my favorite producers. I do feel like they do like they do have like a sense into what I make. So if anything, like I would love to not even collaborate, just to like sit down and ask these guys for like just, you know, like just
soak up game.
Exactly, just to like give me some advice, you know, like yo, I'm new into this, and yo, what's up? Like what should I do? Like, cause this again, like I know these guys being producers, they kind of like get into engineering their own sounds too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I would just love to sit down with them and ask them like, oh, how can I improve this? How can I improve that? Or what should I not add to this mix? You know,
cause these are the guys that probably failed so many times.
Oh yeah.
And before they got their big shot, you know.
Yeah, that's Clamps for sure.
Casino, that's another one you put me on too. I got a couple of their tracks in my playlist.
Clamps is the fucking man.
You
dude.
Used to play it at work, and I used to be Shazam, and that.
That shit will fucking put you like, I don't know, dude, like that shit puts you in spades. Just listening to something with no words in it, you know, just like a beat. And
sometimes
like,
it's better
shit.
Without words, isn't it? Just listening to like top quality crisp production.
It's like these guys make it to that point where you're like listening to something and you're not even listening to one word and you're feeling so much, you know? Mm-hmm. And I fuck with that a lot. He I don't know if like with parenthesis into all of this, but he made ASAP Rocky's first project that he ever put out, which was Live Love ASAP.
Produced by Clamps Casino.
It was completely produced by Clamps Casino. It wasn't even like, it wasn't even that he made it for him. It was more that ASAP knew about Clamps Casino and he used his beats. Yeah. No, he just used his beats and he made it into a mixtape. That's why it's like, it's a mixtape because it was not monetized. It was like used without his consent, you know? But that's basically what made ASAP Rocky, having all those Clamps Casino beats, which are like kind of trippy, kind of like airy,
so
dark
kinda,
beats,
yeah.
And then you have like a dude with a New York kind of style of rap, and it was just fucking sick.
Just
dude.
Goals, man, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about you, Axel? Well, Dua Lipa.
She's hot. I'm gonna tell you, dude. I love Dua Lipa. She's
hot.
She's a great artist, but to be honest, I would say like Arctic Monkeys or what is this called, MGMT, this guy, what is
I
it?
Know, I know MGMT, yeah, they have a lot of the songs.
What, do you know this song, The Elephant?
You don't play it,
that's Tame Impala.
Tame Impala, I would say those are my, like, the three. It's really iconic.
And then again, dude, like, let me say this. Let me set this out to the world. Like, it's funny that I'm making, like, this hip-hop vibe type of music, kind of lo-fi, kind of whatever it is, whatever you want to call it. But I feel like all my inspirations have been, like, outside of hip-hop, you know? Like, I feel like I get more inspirations out of, like, bands like Pink Floyd, Metallica. Honestly,
I was just gonna say, you told me you went to Metallica live, didn't you?
That was when I was fucking 12, dude, and that changed my life. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I'm making music nowadays, because I just felt like how an artist can put that input into a crowd and just like, I don't know how the crowd will react to what the artist is
there
doing and saying.
There are some
Metallica
songs that just hit different. Like,
oh man,
Nothing Else Matters is like, when that kicks, man. I'm like,
I just don't like. I don't remember looking around me and not seeing one soul crying, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know,
it
just
I mean,
hits.
That's one of the songs that like you get goosebumps in your air.
Exactly.
To.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like
and,
music
and
that
just,
creates that feeling. You know what I mean?
And just the way they were performing just made me, like, all throughout my life, I looked at performance like something that's not just meant to be like, oh, a song that I learned how to sing and I'll sing it to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's more about like, oh, I feel this song so much. that it kind of goes out of my body to actually want to sing it, you know, to cry it out loud. So I just felt like, honestly, Metallica was like a big change in my life. Mm. Like going to see them, that was the first concert I ever went to, and after that, I like going to concerts just because I like the vibe of live music. But oh my god, dude, like if I could share that moment with some people, it was just like no other. Dude.
Yeah.
Metallica switched it up for me. Dude.
I was just gonna ask about injuries. I know you got one on your leg. We talked about any injuries, let's say.
Quite a couple.
How many broken bones?
Broken bones. Just one broken bone. Ligaments and torn shit. A bunch of them. When I was 16, I broke the same knee that I'm injured at right now. Mm. It's the right knee. I fractured my patella on the right knee, which was pretty whack. But it kind of got me ready for what I'm going through right now, because that was probably like the biggest injury I had throughout my younger years. And it put me out for about like quite a couple, like it was like 12 months, dude. I'm not gonna lie, it was almost a year. It's funny because I learned through it, because it was sort of like, I went to the doctor. The doctor said, you don't need surgery for this, it's cartilage, so it'll stick together if you follow this instruction.
Yeah.
I didn't follow the instructions.
Of course.
I remember it was like he told me like 8 to 9 months of no skating at all.
Damn.
I go throughout like 6 of this months, and I'm already doing like regular ass shit. I'm in Houston, so I'm doing like PE. I'm doing regular ass I'm doing regular ass activity, dude. I'm already playing basketball. I'm already like playing football with my friends. It's funny because as a Mexican, I was never into soccer, so I never really played that. And yeah, I was just doing regular ass activity. I just didn't know skateboarding takes that bit more of your abilities.
It does, because you gotta incorporate balance.
Yeah, and just the skill, impact. I want to say the impact is what does it, you know? And yeah, the first fucking day I started skating, within those months, I skate one day, I'm skating like happy that I can do it again. I go home with my knee sore as fuck. I'm like, I'm not feeling too good about it. Next day, my thing's swollen as fuck again. I had to go back to the doctor. We get x-rays again, and my shit's reopened like it was day one. So it was like,
it's a heartbreaking moment.
Yeah, so it was like, dude, you fucked up. I told you not to. You're going to have to go through the same process. And I had to redo the same process. So instead of being just 8 months out, I had to be like 12, 14 months out of skating, which was whack. Dude. Like, so whack. Like, within those 14 months, I just skated once, you know, and it did not make it worth it. It's
a huge setback, too.
Yeah. And besides that, dude, like, honestly, like, the bunch of ankle sprains that I've gotten lucky to not being, like, fractures. I got some shit on my face that a lot of people don't notice it, but I got my board popped to my face once before, and it pierced through my fucking, lip.
I think you told me about that
right,
before.
Yeah. So it's right on my, it's right here.
Yeah.
It's a really funny story. Like, you can't notice it that much anymore, because it's been quite a couple years. But yeah, that shit was funny. Like, we definitely will have like another time to talk about the whole thing when it was fun. It was one funny day.
So next question, we're almost halfway there.
Damn it! I thought we were the last one. Right there.
30 for 30. Do you guys collect anything? Like some people collect coins, bottle caps, fucking nudie mags.
I do collect a couple of nudie mags. They're right over there. No, I'm just playing. Honestly, hats, dude. Like, that's funny. That's a funny thing to say. Hats. A lot of people notice the different hats I have. Mm-hmm. I've never bought a hat other than the one I'm wearing right now. I bought this for $2.99 at a thrift shop. And all the hats I have been given to me, and they kind of have a story behind them. One of the funniest ones was a hat that I had from Cinnabon, which is like a place in the States where they have cinnamon buns that are really good. It's just a big franchise, and I have this one homie, his name is Joseph. Shout out to that homie, he's from Houston. This guy, I always told him how his hats they have a, the hats they wore in that place had a perfect shape. It was like sort of like a six panel shape, like those type of hats that I wore. Gotcha. And it was like a Tiffany blue color, just like that one right there. Yeah, and it was a beautiful blue, dude, like something that I will not see on a like brand that's trying to put out hats. And I always told him, like, yo, I want a hat like that. Can you get me one? And he was like, no, I can't. Like, they just gave him this to us as a uniform, right? So this guy, we used to go to the mall and go to him, and he'll give us, like, free cinnamon buns and free, like, smoothies whenever, like, his boss wasn't around. And just one day, we go up to him. It was, like, my first days visiting to Houston because I was already in college in fucking Mexico. So I'm just visiting, and I'm like, yo, dude, I'm stoked to see him, dude. And he's so stoked. He takes out his hat. He takes out his fucking, like, uniform. His boss is there. He gives us free shit. And I'm just like, dude, like, what are you doing? He turns around, and he's like, yo, I quit.
Fuck you,
right,
guys.
Yeah, just, like, right off the fucking moment, dude. Like, this homie quits his job, gives me his hat, and I keep it with me to this day. Like, dude, that's the funniest hat I've ever, like had in my life. But, yeah, all my hats have a story behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Axel? You collect anything?
Not really. Like, I don't know. I just think I'm not...
You don't need that extra stress.
Yeah,
in your life.
I think it's... I don't have that hoarder DNA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good thing, I suppose.
I don't know. I just think, yeah, I just get rid of anything.
So, weird. The next question is kind of funny. What's your favorite physical feature about the opposite sex?
About the I love
you're basically asking as your tits, man.
I don't want to say that. Hey, you said it, not me.
I think
you ever had a 21
really
savage size?
That's a really hard question,
titties.
Man.
Ass and titties. Anyway, so you're talking about
sorry,
actually. No, that's a really hard question. But I will definitely go for the bottoms, bro, in here. I'm gonna take the bottom side.
Bottoms up, dude. I gotta right? Say it, bro. Bottoms up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bottoms up. Hey, yep.
All right, we all agree. Next question. Karaoke song. What
which karaoke song? Fuck, that's a hard one. I think I'm just gonna go with, like, some Freddie Mercury shit, dude. Like, you can't help it. You know, like, you bring that, mama. Gotta hit the high pitch notes, bro. Like, I love me some fucking Freddie Mercury. Anytime, I love singing shit like that when I'm, like, you know, just having my fun times in the bathroom, you know, just getting quick showers.
Shower man, yeah. I have a fucking concert
killer,
every time I have a shower nowadays.
Killer Queen, Gunpowder, Nicotine. Yeah, I love all that shit.
Karaoke, I will definitely go. I like rock, like. Hard rock, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, AC/DC.
Someone to make the crowd go wild. Alright, next question. Guilty pleasures.
Guilty pleasure.
Oh, man. Talking to my girlfriend's girlfriends? Guilty pleasure,
man. My
man
just shot himself in the foot right here. Live on the high cost of living. It's a high cost tonight. You just lost all your bitches.
Yo, be on the lookout. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyway. Like, oh my god. That's honestly my guilty pleasure, man. Like,
yeah,
I fuck up too much, man.
It happens.
I fuck up.
Especially when
much.
You start hanging around with a girl, and then by default, you start hanging around with her friends, and then the more you hang around with them, you're kind of like,
Yeah. But then again, it's their fault, you know, because they're like, oh, I'm hanging around with this guy that's so nice, and then their friends are like, oh, I wonder if he's actually that nice.
Yeah. How about you, Axel?
Guilty pleasure. I don't know. I don't think I really make myself feel guilty.
I like it. I enjoy it. Damn it,
safe, bro. All right. If you could be an animal, what would you be, and why?
Be a fucking cat. Those guys chill forever, dude. Like, those guys don't have no worries.
Yeah,
fucking...
That's true.
A dog.
I like dogs more than I like dogs more than cats for like as a pet, but. But cats, like, if I want to be someone,
I would
be a cat.
I honestly would be, like, a sea creature.
I think being on the sea, a life in the sea.
Yeah, because I don't know, you're like flying all the time. You know? It's just, you're just like chilling there. Like.
I like the way you think. So, Josh, I kind of already know the answer to this question because you touched on it a minute ago, but are you a morning or a night person?
I'm a night person for
You're
sure.
a night person?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say morning because you were like breakfast. And
I mean, yeah. I love all that like stuff, but you know what?
You're up every night, late night.
I feel, like, dude. Never sleep, never rest, see?
We got Joshy in the studio every night, late night.
It happens, dude. It's funny because, like, quick story to tell. Like, just the other day, I was trying to, like, just finish a verse. And I get, like, it's not that I like staying up at night. It's just that it happens, you know? Like, sometimes you're so caught up in doing something.
Of course,
and
I know
hours catch up to your ass, you know? So, I feel like this one time that I'm trying to tell you about, it was not that long ago. If anything, like 3-4 nights ago.
Really?
I was trying to like finish a verse for a song, and I'm just like writing a bunch of shit, and I'm just like, I'm really good at making as good as I'm at destroying shit, you know? So I'm good at like writing, get so far like within like 30 minutes, an hour, and then just fucking like, nah, I don't like it. Just tear it out.
Scrap the
and
whole
then
thing.
Just do another one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that, bro, and it happens to me quite a lot. Then I'm just like, I look at the clock, and it's like 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, yo, bro, you gotta get your shit together. You gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to just like fall in that snoozy fucking feeling. I'm getting ready like to fucking get out of this world, and out of the nowhere, dude, like I feel like I'm already halfway gone, dude.
Yeah.
And out of the nowhere, I'm just like, bro, I got it. Like I know what I want. Like, and I just go back on my phone and boom, 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 boom. So I feel like the night hours always bring out something like that's like.
They do.
Just, yeah, they just bring out a different you. You know, night crawlers are good.
Just not enough hours in the day, you know?
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
But pick a superpower. And
pick
why.
A superpower? Fuck, man. Fuck, that's a hard one. We talked about flying already. I don't want to fly.
Well, you can already fly.
I would be both of you, so.
I'll
definitely have the superpower to be invisible when I want.
Invisibility, that's another popular answer.
I think it would be so fucking cool, you know? being in at places where you're not expected, but you still can because you're invisible.
What about a superpower where you can like tell the future, dude?
That's nice too.
Probably like it'd be whack if you could go like so far in the future, but what if you could tell like just a couple seconds, you know?
The next few days.
Should I do this?
That's actually not so popular. Like most people would say like flying or invisible, but fortune telling, basically.
I think that'd be interesting. Get on to the next one. Let's get it. Let's run it.
Lucky Charms.
Right here.
You're wearing
it. I keep it on my
neck.
Pendant, man. I keep it on my pendant. I got rocks on my pendant. I like dollar signs at the end of my sentence. Bruh, I don't know for what reason. I have another chain, but this one I feel like it's giving me something. It's giving me attitude, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny because like.
You had a dope
I still have
choker
it. I still have
still
it.
Have that,
I still
yeah.
have it.
That's
yeah,
worth
yeah,
a,
never sold
that's
it,
worth
yeah.
a few bucks,
it's,
man.
It's keeping my safe funds safe, you know?
Yeah,
like in
yeah,
case
yeah,
anything
course.
Goes wrong, I have something to sell them.
Lovely.
but yeah, dude, like honestly, like when I got this one, I didn't know this is a stone. I don't know exactly what stone it is. The more I talk about it, the more I learn from it. But I just didn't know how many people believe in this shit, you know? Like in stones and how they do this and how they do
this
that.
There's a lot of stones if you rub,
yeah.
it's going to bring you luck. Or
yeah, yeah,
it's
they,
gonna
they
help
say
you.
That. It's odd as fuck because I'm telling you, like, I did not know, honestly, how many
these
people
stones
actually
clearly
believe
didn't
in this,
work
dude.
For me anyway. Sorry, man.
But, like, no, but, like, nowadays, like, I listen to so many people telling me, like, about this stone that I carry on me. And I don't know, I just felt like I've never been superstitious about shit,
mm-hmm.
but it got to that curiosity of mine that I'm like, yo. Like,
since what you started wearing it, you're dealing with a different energy. Like.
Yeah, because people tell me like, oh no, like this stone is like, because you're a positive person that's like looking for this, because it's the indigo color, because it's like, because it's, you're misunderstood, but you're trying, like all this shit that I'm like, really? Like, is that true or is that not, like, is that just bullshit? And I don't know, I just like it more now than, I feel like if I ever were to get like big like diamonds or like a big chain, I feel like this guy, this pendant will still go on there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll keep it there.
Always keep it. Yeah, although you have OG. You got any lucky charms or rituals?
I do. I actually have two. I keep them at home. One of them represents God and one of them represents the devil. I think it's like, it's in my room because I always have present God and the devil. There's good things, there are bad things, and I always like to differentiate about them, yeah.
Alright, cool.
I keep focus on the positive, though.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Try and keep the devil in the back of your closet.
Exactly, like...
Fuck that guy. Alright, so, you guys are Mexican, I gotta ask. Are you a fan of 6ix9ine or no?
Fuck no, bro! Fuck no! Fuck 6ix9ine, let me say that real quick, dude.
Snitch 9,
bro.
Not really, to be honest.
Nah, you don't claim
him. I have no idea who's... I mean, I do know who he is.
He don't represent no Mexican shit, bro.
Exactly, like I don't think he's linked with anything. Like, if anything...
I feel, I honestly want to say it. I want to say it, and I want to be the first one to say it. I feel like he just wanted to get clout out of saying that he was Latino, but
yeah,
I don't feel like
maybe,
he has much Latino in him, bro. Because I feel like we're in an era where, like, us as Latinos, we're starting to come up into saying, like, oh, we got our culture, too. We got our music, which is, like, reggaeton, which is, like, popping real big right now. And I feel like he just wanted to get clout out of that. But
definitely,
he's not really.
Yeah.
Like if you really want to ask me someone that represents like fucking Southside music, for me, as funny as it sounds, DJ Screw and fucking SPM, South Park Mexican, is a guy that's representing the South up north. You know? Like, he's the one that's representing fucking Mexico as in fucking... As in the music industry. And he was fucking... He was tight as fuck with DJ Screw. He rapped so much. He had so much beats from DJ Screw. And that's, for me, that's someone that represents the South.
Yeah. Not
fucking
the six,
hell
no.
Nah, dude, like, all your dying hair and you're fucking doing all this shit. Like, that's cool. And don't get me wrong. That, like, whoever does it, does it. But I just feel like this guy was just trying to, like, catch clout of something that he's not. You know?
My question would be, how does he get a free pass to say the N-word? 6ix9ine.
Oh my god, because I don't know. Like,
you guys, excuse
know.
My ignorance, but you two, as Mexicans, like, is it okay if you say it? Like, when you were living in Houston. I mean,
when you call someone fool, or when you call someone, like,
well,
N-word,
if you're just saying, I'm
is.
Just chilling on the block.
I mean,
it is. Like, for me, honestly, like, growing up in fucking Texas, I knew so many, like, people that were, like, that black. And there's many, many blacks in Texas, dude.
Yeah.
So for me, saying the N-word, it's not a put you down type of word. It's more
friend.
Of like, you call that to whoever is like you're actually homie and he's like black person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you call him the N-word because it's just like saying my fool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you call me a fool, you know that's coming out of saying that I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
But if you call me a fool and you don't know me, I'm thinking you're calling me stupid. If you call me a fool and you're my homie, I know we're just calling each other fool. Like, yo,
yeah,
we're not
fool.
But if you know, the word fool means stupid. But that's what it is, you know? It's the same thing. Like,
yes,
I know.
Like, on all the songs, he's N-word this, N-word that.
Exactly. Like, I honestly avoided the word, especially in my music, because I'm not black, so it's not part of my my day-to-day vocabulary.
Gotcha.
But then again, I've never held back from that word, especially because me being a minority, I know how they feel being minorities, and we kind of like stick together as one. As at least in the South, that's how it goes. Like, like you're not Hispanic and blacks and whites. It's more like it's whites and Hispanics and blacks. You know,
mm-hmm.
like we kind of get segregated like that. because we're minorities. So yeah, that's how it is for me.
Yeah, I
sure.
just think that I don't know, like the N word is kind of like a big word for me, because I wouldn't use it in my normal day, but I'm not afraid of it either. Like, to be honest, I'm not afraid of that word. Like, I mean, it's just it's just kind of like a reference. I just don't like to use it because I think it's offensive to some people, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I rather not offend people. And I think it's just out of respect. Whenever you have confidence with someone, I think I even have friends that where I get to a point where we have a lot of confidence, right? Mm-hmm. But I try to avoid it.
Yeah,
I think it's just a matter of culture.
Course, yeah, you don't want to piss anyone off.
Exactly.
But I mean, next question, we're almost there, man. Red flags on a first date.
Mm. Wow. Yo, I just learned that real quick. Like, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, I just got my heart broken a couple like fucking weeks ago, man. Like, if there's any advice I can put out to people, man, slap that girl's ass before you pay for dinner, damn it. If she don't like it, then just fucking, like, let her pay for her own dinner. If she don't like it, then she better pay for a half, you know? Like, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Red flags on the first date.
Like, I'll pay for the drinks, you pay for the steak.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't get, like, this double standards where, like, girls are so, like, telling you not to do this, not to do that. Mm-hmm. But then again, you got me as a male paying for a girl's dinner, when at the end of the day, she's not really about it, you know?
No.
And it's not like about it trying to like get down with it or anything, but it was just like, this girl like that I'm talking about, I was actually like kind of like caught up in some feelings with her, and we're going through like shit together, and she was teasing me, bro. I'm not gonna lie, she was teasing with it. I was falling for it. I was going out, like, we're doing our thing, and we got to first base, second base, here and there, and then one day, I was that stupid-ass one guy that was like, yo, like, what's up, like, you're down with this or you're not? And she just told me, like, yo, I'm down as friends. So I was like, take care of your first signs, you know, like, sometimes it's my fault, probably, for not going, like, straight up for shit.
Every man falls into that trap, though. You just get mesmerized. And
it is,
like,
it is what it is, man.
She controls every move from then on.
It is what it is, man. It's pretty fucked, dude. It's pretty fucked.
What about you, Axel? Is there anything where you're just like, no, on a first date?
On a first date, well, yeah, I think...
She farts.
She's got a dick.
She's a huge ass boner. No, I don't.
Her Adam's apple is bigger than her bones.
Her dick is bigger than mine. Definitely. No, I'm saying no. I think that on a first date, damn, I don't know. Like, it's just so hard to know a person in the first date. I'll definitely keep it for the second or the third date, where I will be like, okay, no, like, you're not. But yeah,
you give her every possible chance.
Definitely. That's on the good. First date, my advice is check if she's not getting a hard one.
Alright, next question. Do you want kids or no? And how many?
Oh, that's a hard question, because nowadays, like, the world is so fucked up. I don't know if I want to bring someone to the world.
To this crazy fucking world,
yeah. To be living this fucking crazy shit.
That's me on the same boat, man.
Really,
like, it's fuck, yeah. Like, think about it, man. Like, you're getting, like, I'm out here living through COVID. And shit.
Someone's got to carry on that.
The situation.
Legacy, though.
That's true. Like, what if, yeah, you're right, man.
If it starts to get better, like, if the actual thing starts to get better, I would love to have, like, a kid.
If anything, I might already have a kid and I just don't know about it.
But if it continues
half Mexican,
like this...
half African fucking kid living in Houston.
Imagine, like, if it continues like this, I don't want my fucking kid to be have to wearing, like, an astronaut suit just to go out to the store to buy something. Like, It depends. Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, I get you. Strange times. Mm-hmm. Favorite cartoon and why?
Favorite cartoon, Adventure Time. Definitely Adventure Time, man, because they're so deep. They Adventure Time is really well known. Like, it's pretty well known. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Adventure Time fans out there, and they are very deep into their topics. They seem to be like a cartoon made for kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so deep in so many aspects.
It's a lot of hidden meaning behind
it. Yeah, it's a lot of like very very deep shit. Yeah. I love that. That kind of
that's good.
Yeah,
a thought provoking show.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty stupid, bro. I like Pokemon, bro.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all, man. Gotta catch Jamal.
Catch Jamal in the street slipping. All right, next one. We only got a few left. OCD tendencies. We all have them.
OCD tendencies, man. I fucking hate to see. I don't know, fucking, just a thing, like, in my skateboard, that's a bunch of OCDs I get, just hearing my wheel screeching and shit like that, it's just,
yeah,
like, it gives me that OCD feeling.
You gotta tighten them
it's
up.
It sounds stupid, no, you gotta switch them up, you gotta get some new
switch
ones,
them
you know?
Completely, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just, like, a big OCD that I always get.
It's gotta be an expensive OCD habit.
Yeah, like, I'm lucky that now that, like, I'm telling you, like, skateboarding gets you, like, so far where, like, people want to support it and they know how expensive it gets. So it's kind of like,
so
oh, they support you because it's worth for them and shit like that.
Gotcha, yeah.
So as far as here in Vancouver, fucking Menu's been holding it down one more time. Shout out to the homies, Menu Skate Shop. You can see it in my fucking trash bag over there. You can see it in my hoodie. You can see it everywhere.
Is that close to the Blue Door?
That is not. It's not close to the Blue Door. It's actually the street's called... It's by the waterfront. It's the street Water and Cordova, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It's like right there.
Cordova
like,
Street.
Yeah. So, I think that's a big OCD for me. Just like a setup, like a skateboarding setup that it's not like on point. It just fucking grinds my gears in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
OCD. Like probably. Oh, I do have this, like, shit of counting stuff. Like, sometimes I would count stuff. Like, I don't know, random stuff at the street, you know? Like,
yeah,
I don't know, a matter of numbers. I don't know. Like, I just like counting shit, like, random, really random shit that sometimes it worries me. I'm like, why the fuck are you counting this? I don't know, it's just...
Question 28, you go back in time and change one thing.
If we could go back in time and switch one thing.
Fuck,
honestly, that's like something I wouldn't do, bro. Like, oh my god, I got one. If I could go back in time, I'll go back to May this year. And I'll fucking stash my fucking pockets with bills up in Blue Door, bro. I will snatch those tills like there was no tomorrow, bro. I walk out of there with fucking money, man.
Damn,
like, these guys
yeah.
fucked us over, dude. Like there was so much money I could have just, like, fucking taken out of that spot.
Easily.
And, I just regret, like, of course not regret, you know, but if I could go back, I'll fuck them over before they fuck me over, you know? Like, I would have walked out there with a couple grand, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I would have made a big party. You would have been invited to that shit.
How about you, Axel? You probably would have filled your pockets, too. I should have.
Definitely. But, I don't know, going back to the past, shit, that's...
Yeah.
That would be interesting, though. That would be interesting. I would definitely tell myself... not to worry too much, like, definitely, like, you know what, whenever you have a problem, you're gonna have a solution a couple of days after.
Yeah,
that's don't true. Even fucking stress, like,
yeah,
that'll be it.
Alright, best job you ever had, last question.
None? Fuck all my bosses, fuck all those fools, bro, hate them all, bro, best job I've ever had was not having a job.
One of them definitely was selling weed, man.
Selling weed, yeah.
because it was so new. I was high all the time. It was a really great experience, man. I enjoyed it a lot.
It was funny. It was a funny time, wasn't it?
Dude, I got to know you.
True.
I got met a lot of cool people through that job. I got to know more. Yeah. It was fucking great, dude. It was good. It was good. It was really nice.
And I wouldn't know you two if it didn't work there.
That was fun. Yeah. Then I regretted seeing you poop. I love the blue door.
Nah, fuck the owners, the job, and the shitty work conditions that we had. But, you know, it brought some cool people into my life.
It did, yeah, definitely.
Some interesting people, you know? Yeah, so we're all like kind of like looking for an outlet of doing stuff.
Yeah. As far as the place to work goes, it was an entertaining job.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It was making money. That's all I can say. It was making money. Oh, it was good. Yeah.
We weren't making money. Them fuckers were making money. Owners, you know what I mean?
We were making money for them, but still.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Like,
I liked
the
it.
Amount of money that came through our hands
shit,
physically.
It was
you know
a
what
lot.
I mean?
Fuck. It was like, a lot.
A lot.
Of I would just. It was
Yo,
bags and bags.
How
you know,
much money you got?
A lot. How many bitches you got? A lot.
How much weed do you smoke? A lot.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't regret any of this, man. If anything, it's made us what we are.
Man.
You know what?
If we didn't do that job, we wouldn't be recording this epic podcast right now.
That's right.
Or we would. Who knows, guys?
Maybe. Who knows? But anyway, that concludes it for the 30 for 30 questions. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming out, folks.
That was fucking sick, man. Yeah, we hope to get more shit coming out, man.
We'll do it again, man. We can do a few podcasts, all of us.
That's amazing what you're doing. I really like it. I think it's very interesting.
Welcome to the southeast of Ireland anytime.
Yeah, thanks, man. All I want to say is I really hope, like, all this music shit that I've been putting out, like, I hope we can just make podcasts in another time that's... That can just, like, I don't know, just can bring out, like, all this shit that we're talking about that we're working at right now. Mm-hmm. And we can probably talk about it one day when it's already done and just see how it evolved, you know?
Word.
So
5 years
so,
from now.
Yeah, exactly.
Who
5 years
knows,
from
man?
Now,
who
man.
Knows?
Like, who knows? So, yeah. Without further ado, all I want to say is fucking thank you, whoever's listening. Shane, keep on doing what you're doing, bro. Whatever you're doing is fucking great, man.
Thank you, man.
Keep making this shit.
And you two are both on a great path as well, so
fuck yeah,
keep it up, man. Keep up the good work.
Cheers, G.
Yeah. Nice. Yep.